What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers into the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including western region of my mental health and the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerting, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker's smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition.
Yeah.
There was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a lone gust of wind in the bedroom.
And, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connection. Darryl Bradford Smith, your host today. It's a great day to be on the radio with you, ladies and gentlemen, the 8th day of December 2005. Got a fantastic interview at the bottom of this first hour, starting with Randy Atkins from Arsenal of Hypocrisy, fantastic videographer, and he is, most recent work was with Eustace Mullins, and we're going to bring on Eustace Mullins as well, ladies and gentlemen. So a 1-2 punch, Randy Atkins and Eustace Mullins are going to be on the show today. We are going to talk about the crimes of the Israelis, ladies and gentlemen. They are deep and long. They go back in history and before the founding of Israel. It's Israel's nation statehood was just the culmination of criminality in a group of Zionists that have been trying to cohese around the power base that was built some 300 years ago and in a fortune in Hanover. And little by slowly, the truth about that fortune and how it has manipulated the world into wars, into murder and genocides, and into a massive, massive deceptions is now coming out and hitting the mainstream. It is finding its way into every single person's email box, radio show. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. And I am calling today for the American public to pass judgment on this country, Israel, and declare it, for the public declare it an enemy state. This should be a declaration made by the American people, because their government won't. Why? They've been usurped. Our government is bought and paid for by the Israelis, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about that mess that's we call Washington. And the fact is it's going to fall on the public to make these determinations and these declarations. AIPAC is a weeping sore on the buttocks of our planet, ladies and gentlemen. And it is a vile group of sickos who are trying to destroy liberty in every single corner of our globe. They do it through threat and intimidation, and they do it through buying off our politicians with the ADL, Anti-Defamation League. It is a group of sickos. Just make it clear in your minds that these people are not representative of the Jewish people. They are not, ladies and gentlemen. The Jewish people deserve better than that. And in fact, they are duped, just like many of the these moron Christian fundamentalists who follow Falwell and the rest of them are duped into supporting these guys. They are criminals. The JDL and the Jewish Defense League and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith are both vile criminal organizations, Nazi organizations, ladies and gentlemen, in essence. Why? Because they act as Nazi fascists. And what you don't know is that much of the money that was given to Hitler's regime in the World War II was given to him through Zionist organizations. Yes, it was. These are historical things, ladies and gentlemen. I'm making the claim right now. We're going to talk about the history here. We can prove this stuff. This is not my musings. These are not my rantings. These are not my foolish declarations. They're facts. They decided to kill off Jewish people to frighten the rest of the Jewish community in Europe to go to Israel and found the country of Israel. And since that day, they've been keeping that population under wraps and lied to. Read what Vanunu has to say about it. Read about what many Jewish people have to say about it. Read your newspaper. Enough truth slips out into the regular news that tells you that Zionists are killing the planet. You know, this whole mess that we find ourselves in right now, where America is imploding under the control of this Zionist sick group, these criminal homosexual mobsters, is all orchestrated from behind by a very large fortunes of Zionist money. And we're going to talk about every one of them today. Eustace Mullins was once called the most dangerous man in the world by that open sore of a human being, Kissinger. Heinz Kissinger. That German-Jewish Zionist who is a sick, sick, open sore of a human being. And, you know, I'm coming out with tough stuff here, ladies and gentlemen. I got to tell you something. This is not hyperbole. This is not meditizing here. This is what we are doing here, is we are bringing the facts to you in interview form. And these interviews have circulated everywhere. I am getting emails and high-five signs from all over the planet. People know this true. They know this is true. They know it's in their stomach. They know it. And so many, many of us have been led down this lying path of deception by these criminals over time. And it's imploding before their eyes. They are attempting, as we speak, to modify and speed up their plans for us. And the plans for us are not good, guys. This is the war of all wars coming up. It's going to be the battle between the people who have the money and control against the masses. It is percolating under the surface, and it is erupting across the nation. They are filling halls across our land discussing this very subject, ladies and gentlemen. And if you haven't noticed lately, the ADL, JDL have fallen back into the shadows and become a nasty, sicko shadow organization trying to do things manipulatively behind the scenes because they can't do it in the open anymore. We're watching. I'm calling on my listeners to make a list of ADL members in your city and town. I'm calling on my members, on my listeners to make lists of everybody who's received APAC money in your elected region. I'm calling on everybody to make lists of people who are members of groups that are against People for the American Way, ladies and gentlemen. This criminal group is another one. Talk to your neighbors. Discuss these facts. Show them the evidence. Say, listen to this stuff. It's not racist. I am working with Jewish people, ladies and gentlemen, across the globe who know that this is a crime being committed against all human beings. All of them. Do not try to call me a racist. I will fight that vigorously in every corner. Don't do it. We'll be right back. Back, we're going to talk a little bit about some news items here. You know, bad stuff is starting to erupt over in Iran again here, and their president is saying, you know, why don't we just get rid of Israel and ship it to Europe? It was the Europeans who who threw that country onto them. It's like a, it's like throwing a pile of dog crap on somebody to throw Israel on someone. And the fact is, that nation was formed by force. It was not formed at the acquiescence. And many Jewish people, let me tell you something about what most Jewish people believe. That the Israel should not be a nation state until their Messiah returns. That's what the Torahs and what the religion of the Jews actually says. And the fact is that's not what happened. And so this is a false Israel by the standards of most religious Jews. And so this is one of the main reasons why they think this is an abomination. It's one of the main reasons they're protesting in the streets of New York City, the Orthodox community. And many Jews around the world are starting to turn against this nation because it was not formed in the way their scriptures discuss. And the fact is, it was formed by criminal gangs so that they could hide their interest in world domination. And that's basically what's happened. And, you know, they've also tried to pit Christian against a Muslim to eliminate both parties, both peoples. It's a mess. You know, take a look at this logically. Look back at your lifetime if you're in your 40s or 50s and see all of the news events that have come out of that region and that area and Israel specifically. And it is nauseating, ladies and gentlemen, the crimes that have gone on by these people. Look at the USS Liberty. We discussed it. They killed Americans and got away with it, and we did nothing to stop them. They have been involved in the 9/11 debacle here. They were involved in up to their eyeballs with dancing Israelis, and they had Abramoff giving Ataf booze cruises, and they had the art students, and they had Zim moving, and they had the biggest moving company who headquartered there for 28 years move out 2 months before, breaking a contract, a lease, cost them $50,000 to get out without explanation. They just said, oh, we want to go. 2 months before. Why? Because they were planning this bombing 2 months before. They got the word. They told companies like Cantor Fitzgerald, the owner, not to go to work that day. Happens to be Jewish. Zionist, ladies and gentlemen. Our financial system and world control of our finances has been in these people's hands forever. The 1913 Federal Reserve Act that we never ratified in Congress and never ratified by voting in the American public. It was thrown down our throats by our government at the point of a gun, has stolen our liberty and stolen the flow of our nation for generations. They created the mess in World War II. They created the mess in the Great Depression. And on and on and on. Same people, same forces, same criminals. And they hide behind this Anti-Defamation League and JDL, ADL. Yeah. These are facts. And I'm getting some traction here. You want to hear how many people are downloading these files. We know the truth, guys. And we're going to fight the good fight here. The United States consumer borrowing plunges. The country's going into free fall. Oh, boy, wait to see. You know, the whole thing, the whole system requires you to borrow more and more and more to keep everything flowing. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's kind of like when you send a chain letter out. If people stop sending that chain letter out, all of a sudden the whole false scheme falls apart. Well, that's exactly what this financial structure is. It's a Ponzi scheme. And that's why all our criminal politicians that are in league with these people are fleecing the country and robbing it wholesale because they know there's an impending collapse of the nation. They know. The gold price will tell you that. Up around 520 now. 520 and rising. Oh, boy. Call Midas. Ted Anderson will sell you some gold and take care of some of your worries. But you need more than that, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to need to exercise your constitutional right to bear arms real soon and purchase yourself maybe a 50 caliber if you're in a state that allows that with ample ammunition to save yourselves. You know, because the bottom line is I can't see anything but painful events. I mean, they're shooting people for falling off their medicines today, ladies and gentlemen. They're electrocuting old women. They're shooting them in the back five times. I mean, good gravy. We have jackbooted, masked thugs called policemen running around the country thinking they're doing the right thing. If there are any policemen listening to this broadcast, get a grip on yourselves. Tell your local police departments. Tell your people. Tell your leadership. You can't go down this road against the public. This is not the right thing to do. You need to be on the side of the public, not on the side of the government. The government is tyrannical. They are criminals. And if you're backing them, you're going to go down with them, and you're going to be blamed for the tyranny that is visited on the American public. And there will be a resurrection of the American dream, because we cannot live in tyranny long, ladies and gentlemen. It's not our creed. However, the dumbing down of the country has been so terrible. Just blobby people with dumb, the schools have not taught them. They don't know math, science. They don't know where geography. They can't find it. North Korea, France on a map. They thought North Korea was Australia in the show that Alex Jones did yesterday. It's not surprising. 60% of the American public could not accurately place the Mississippi River on a map. Yeah? That's a fact, guys. You know, you're an elite listening group here. You've done your homework. You know what's going on. For the most part, you guys were the ones that paid attention to things around you, and that's why you're listening to this programming. But the mass of Americans are just, they're 300 pounds. They've got cellulite brains. They've got poor educations. They've got video games in their hands. They're sitting in front of an idiot box, which I never do. And they're just becoming drained of all capacity and ability to fight back. And I don't expect these people to help. That's why, you know, those 14 million people listening to Crop Circle and alien autopsy stuff, can't use them, don't need them. Get rid of them. Don't even want them listening to my show. I hope they tune in some other show. We don't want them in my show. I don't want people who think that aliens are visiting their house and stuff even listening to this programming. Why? Because they're going to discredit my truth is what they're going to do. You know, they're going to run around and go, well, yeah, of course, the Martians are coming to my house, and, yeah, but did you know the 9/11 is also fake? You know, and the guy's going to go, my God, this guy's a nut job. Fact is the reason why a lot of this stuff is shown on websites that have that stuff is for that very reason, ladies and gentlemen, to discredit the truth. To destroy the link to the reality and when people look at it from outside, they go, look at these idiots. They're talking about alien abductions, and they're talking about cities on the dark side of the moon, and they're talking about, you know, all this malarkey, this crop circle hooey, and all this stuff. You know, we've got companies you can hire in Britain right now. They'll come to your farm, and they'll put crop circles out on your land. Get real, guys. When we come back, we got Randy Atkins and Eustace Mullins going to come up. I hope both of them are going to be available, and we're going to get a great interview started. Hang with me. Jazz coming into the next segment, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me here on this great day of Thursday, the 8th day of December. Daryl Bradford Smith, your host. IamTheWitness.com is the website, ladies and gentlemen. Go there. Powerful stuff, lots of downloads, lots of stuff to read, and lots of analysis. You'll get my take on just about everything if you go to the website. We've got two guests today. The first I'm going to bring up, and then the second, Eustace Mullins is my second one. But Randy Atkins is going to come up. He's got a website called Arsenal of Hypocrisy. And what Randy has done is he's a videographer. He's put together quite a number of videos on many diverse subjects. The subject we're going to talk about today is his most recent one. He did an interview with Eustace Mullins, and we're going to bring Eustace up to talk about that. It's a remarkable testament to the research that Eustace has done over his lifetime, and many of the things that he predicted years ago are becoming more mainstream as we speak. This fight against tyranny and the Israeli criminal group that has tried to take over the world over the last 300 years is really starting to be outed here. And A lot of it has to do with Eustace carrying that torch over the generation here. So I'm going to bring up my first guest here, Randy Atkins. Randy, are you with me?
Yes.
Well, Randy, you know, you did this interview. When was the interview done with Eustace?
Let's see. It was done about three months ago.
Okay, and I want to first off tell everybody how they can get that video from you. The name of your website is arsenalofhypocrisy.com. But what number can they call to get it?
Well, they can call 352-328-8600.
Okay. Well, we're going to give that out later on as well, because you're only staying for the first half hour, and I hope Eustace will stay for the whole show. I want to bring Eustace up right now. Eustace, are you with me? Eustace? Eustace, I don't think he's there. Well, thank you. One of the things that happened during your videoing is you got more information than you could put in a short video. What are some of the things that you put in and some of the things that you didn't put in into this video?
Right. I've got just about 4.5 hours of Mr. Mullins talking about his research and all of the things that he has discovered over the last 50-plus years. He's done amazing work. He's such a great person to speak with. He's just so laid back and knows what he's talking about. When you ask him something, the answer's right there. You know, he's not fishing around like sometimes I do. I'm like trying to search for all this information that barraged me since after 9/11. But he's there. He's on top of it, and he knows. And what I've learned from Mr. Mullins is, and I really didn't know about this until I talked to Mullins, because I was working on my second film, which is about the dangers of nuclear war and how close we are to it, called Deadly Arrogance. And I was halfway through that film, and I have great people on there, Dr. Caldicott, who really knows about nuclear weapons, but they don't touch the 9/11 issue. That's a whole new subject. But halfway through that film, I was still researching it, because the more I got into this film, the deeper and deeper it got. And I'm still doing research halfway through this film, and I discovered a piece that Mr. Mullins had written called The Secret History of the Atomic Bomb. And it just blew my film right out of the water. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to have to start over, or I'm going to have to gear that film towards the contamination, in which I did. We all know nuclear weapons are bad, but a lot of people didn't know that they contaminated us and basically killed us with these nuclear weapons testing. Over thousands of a thousand nuclear weapons were tested, and 100 of them were above ground, and several of them was in space. One was way up in space. It was so huge that it contaminated everything from Japan all the way to California.
Well, I've been very close to Dr. Ernest Sternglass, and Eustace will probably know that name. He's been fighting to get information about these above ground tests forever. Our strontium 90 levels in the world are off the charts. Hyperthyroidism caused by this nuclear disease that we've diseased the planet with is just off the charts as well. Eustace, are you with me?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Do you know Dr. Ernest Sternglass?
No, I haven't been in contact with him.
Well, he actually has been fighting this anti-nuclear movement since the 1960s. And he in fact, the secrets of nuclear technology and how it ended up in the hands of these Zionists is pretty well documented now, especially through Mr. Vanunu's coming out of prison. You know, the interesting thing that I want everyone to know, and I'm going to say this up front again, and I do all often, there are many, many Jews across the world fighting these people alongside us, aren't there, Eustace?
Oh, there are indeed. In fact, let me tell you, the state of Israel is going to have some great Christmas news for us. They're going to pull out of the Iraq situation.
Who are? Who?
The state of Israel is going to back out on the Iraq thing because they're facing war criminal charges. Sharon and the entire Israeli government is facing war criminal charges for getting us into Iraq.
And in whose court?
Well, I don't know whose court. I don't know. That would be determined later on. But the fact is that the Israeli government now is in a total peril.
Well, it is, and because people like myself and you and Randy are bringing the truth to the public. This truth has been available to people under the surface, but you were trying to bring it, get it out into circulation for years. What are some of the things that that are most telling about the Israeli? Well, it's not just Israel, because Israel is really a front for a criminal group, isn't it?
Well, yes, an international criminal group. Well, you see, the idea of getting the United States to attack Saddam Hussein was they're going to have the domino effect. They were going to knock off Iraq and then Syria and Iran and Saudi Arabia, and they would have all the Middle Eastern oil fields for Israel. But they got bogged down in Iraq, as President Bush's father told him that you couldn't possibly win in Iraq, and that's absolutely true. But you can't tell Rumsfeld that.
Well, what they've decided to do then instead is poison the population into extinction.
Oh, yes. Well, they always do that.
Well, as it stands right now, the interest behind these criminal groups started with seed money from the Rothschild fortune, didn't they?
Oh, yes. The Rothschilds paid every penny for every Jewish settler who went to the Middle East. They paid all his bills.
Well, up until recently, we started paying for the settlers to come.
Oh, well, after 1948, we picked up the tab because Israel became our 49th state.
Well, even more than that, I don't know a state with 4 million people that get the kind of money that they get from us.
Well, no country in the world gets that kind of money.
That's right. Well, here's the next thing I want to talk about. What we've got, Randy, is you did that video with Eustace. And what kinds of subjects did you get through in that 2-hour period? What kind of things did you discuss?
Lots of stuff. Basically, we talked about the Federal Reserve, the World Order, the book that Mr. Mullins wrote, Carpetbaggers and Scallywags, what they are, George Bush, Zionists, Israel, Mossad, neocons, the CIA, the FBI, 9/11, and the Zionist design for a Christian Muslim war.
Well, when we come back, we're going to treat some of those, and we're going to ask Eustace his position on some of these, because I know you have to take off at the top of the hour, Randy. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to start opening up the can of worms that is the Israeli mess we're in, and the Zionist plot to destroy us all. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't that music just grand? It's fantastic. Daryl Bradford Smith, your host and guide today in this discussion we've been having with Eustace Mullins and Randy Atkins. Randy, I want to go right back to you on the subject matter you chose. What do you find as your most poignant and most powerful piece that Eustace had? And then I want to ask Eustace to maybe comment further on it. What did you find the most devastating?
Well, it's all pretty devastating, but I have to put in context of what's happening today, and what it is is you have to understand that, you know, this war on terror is a facade, and that it's really a war of terror designed for killing people and destroying property to stir up conflict to advance the agenda of the Zionists.
I agree with that. Eustace, I've talked to many of my supporters. We know that this is really a fight between, they're trying to stir up a fight between Christians and Muslims in order to destroy any base in the Christian religion and the Muslim religion so that they can be the only one left standing.
Oh, yes. Well, that's what World War III is all about. And the Zionists set back Western civilization by 1,000 years by returning us to 1100 A.D., which is where we are right now.
Well, these folks doing this, who are the leadership of this? I know Schultz is involved. I know that Kissinger's involved. But who are the planners? Who are the top people in the planning stages of this in Europe and in America?
Well, they're mainly secret. They're not in the front foreground. They put neocons in front in the United States, and they're taking all the heat. Paul Wolfowitz spoke at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. yesterday, and he was almost mobbed by rioters, and he had to leave by the back door. So these people, the heat is really on, and they understand that. And, you know, Bill O'Reilly, Rupert Murdoch's con artist, has been saying this is World War III for over a year, and which I've been saying also. But to me, it's the new crusade, and to Bill O'Reilly and Murdoch, it's a justification for the war on terror. It's not a war on terror at all, because the only terror is being inflicted by the government of the United States on the American people.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. And your video, Randy, it goes through all of the different elements of this conspiracy, from its origins all the way through to its most recent manifestations. And what is this 9/11 stuff? Now, I've been documenting for a long time that the Mossad was behind that with elements of the American government in tow. What kind of evidence did you have on the video about that?
Well, we just talk about how Mr. Mullins has done the research and has built up to understand it. When you understand what the research that Mr. Mullins has put in, it's just obvious that, you know, this was an inside job, a Mossad operation. It's a very typical Mossad operation. But you have to understand, you almost have to go back and read what Mr. Mullins has put together and the research he has dug up to get a full understanding of it. Without doing that, it's really kind of hard to see it. And so,
well, what are some of the things that you've been able to discover, Eustace, in over time?
Well, after 9/11 occurred, the New York Times and the New York Post both printed that 85% of the Muslims in the Middle East believed that it was a Mossad operation, and that has never been challenged. So they actually printed that in a press in this country to show how crazy the Muslims were. But it backfired, and it really gave the whole show away.
Beautiful. Yep, that's it.
Well, it did, and the simple truth is, we've got enough of the smoking gun evidence that proves they were involved. And now we're starting to look at AIPAC, which is the real strong arm, the muscle behind a lot of their movement in the United States. The head of it, Abramoff, was actually courting Muhammad Atta and taking him on booze cruises on his gambling boats.
Oh, certainly. They were running the whole show. They don't do anything that they don't run the whole show.
Now, I've dug even deeper. It's not going to help us just to identify this as a conspiracy without getting the masterminds behind it.
Yeah.
And so the masterminds behind this are companies like Lazard Frere, companies like the Rothschild Bank in London, in Zurich. It's people like the Kahn family and like the Schieff family and all of these others, the Warburg family and their fortune. Why are they so bent on using the Americans for this? Is it because they've got such good control, or is it because the wealth of the American population is a good source for them to use as a proxy?
Well, the wealth is a tempting target, but the fact is that the American people are the most malleable person in this world. You can sell them the Brooklyn Bridge 25 times a day.
You're absolutely right. And what do you explain that with? Just the television set, or just the good-naturedness of Americans, or the fact that they're just dumb as fence posts?
Well, it's the mind conditioning and brainwashing, which has gone on since 1775, when the Masons set up the American Revolution. And in 1787, the Masons met in Philadelphia and adopted the new Constitution, replacing the Articles of Confederation, and ever since then it's been a totally Masonic operation.
Now, the Masonic connection to Zionism is what exactly? Did you document that, Randy?
A little bit. We talk about that.
Well, I know you're going to be leaving us soon, so when we come back, I want to get your details once again, and then Eustace and I are going to continue this conversation in the second hour. So when we come back, we're going to get some more details on how you can get Randy's groundbreaking video of Eustace Mullins when we return.
Scotch and soda. But in your eye, baby, do I feel high? Oh me, oh my,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the French Connection. Daryl Bradford Smith, your host today on this Wednesday, 8th day of December. It is a great day for talk radio. We have two wonderful guests still with us, Randy Atkins from Arsenal of Hypocrisy, and the one and only Eustace Mullins, who has been fighting this fight that I've kicked up some time ago. for generations, and it is an important discussion we're going to be continuing after the top of the hour, so don't go anywhere. I want to go back to Randy right now and ask him to give his details one more time so that people will have a way to get to his videos. You're going to have your a link to my on my site soon, Randy, so they can also soon go to French Connection if they'd like. But you want to give them the information one more time, the phone number?
Sure. It's 352-328-8600, and the website is www.arsenalofhypocrisy.com. That's A-R-S-E-N-A-L, the word of, and hypocrisy, H-Y-P-O-C-R-I-S-Y.com. And you can see a little clip of Hustis on there and a couple of my past films.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, there are many people across the country, Eustace, coming out of the woodwork to fight this fight now. It was a lot harder for us to get any traction just some months ago. But the fact is, people are starting to listen. They're watching the implosion before their eyes, and we're not going to take it, are we, Eustace?
No, indeed. Well, the battle is coming out in the open. It's Andrew Jackson in New Orleans right now. And we're no longer sniping in the woods. This is open battle.
I agree with you, and you know, right now the information that we're able to get out to the public because of this internet, this the biggest mistake they made was not realizing the internet would change things the way it did.
Well, they never expected that, and they thought that Iraq would be a pushover as it was for Bush Sr. in '91, and they got bogged down, and they couldn't go into Iran, they can't go into Syria, they can't go into Saudi Arabia, so they have nowhere to go. And Saddam Hussein coming to trial, as they put the heat on the thing, I knew they could never try Saddam Hussein because he has been a CIA asset for the last 40 years. And I've said to people repeatedly, the only thing that we can do with Saddam Hussein is to give him his 40-year pension from the CIA.
Well, you know, that's probably true in more ways than anybody realizes. But, you know, here's the thing. The American form of government has been corrupted for more than our lifetimes, Eustace. In fact, any of the liberties that we thought we had were wiped out in 1913 by the Federal Reserve Act. And I want to, when we return, get into that criminal act that was never ratified by the public and just how our judicial system has been taken over and other things. All of these things, ladies and gentlemen, show up in Randy Atkins' video of Eustace and that interview. You also have some other interviews that you've, other work that you've done. You'll see all of it on Randy's site. Fantastic stuff. I was very impressed with your work, Randy, and I want to thank you for coming on the French Connection for this short time. I will invite you back to do another stint with us.
Very good. Thank you.
Eustace, we're going to be back on in about 6 minutes. You can have a cup of tea.
Oh, very
and
good.
When we get going again, we're going to open up this Pandora's box and kick some fanny. How's that?
Oh, that'll be great.
All righty.
So I don't need to hang up then.
No, you don't need to hang up, sir.
Okay, 6 minutes. I'll be right
you with betcha. You betcha. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
What we're talking about is late night, early morning, low clouds. What a chance of fall. Chance of showers into the afternoon.
Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen. Time to come back and do some serious discussing here with my guest, Eustace Mullins. We here at the French Connection are the toughest interviews in the world. We bring more truth to the radio than anybody, period, bar none. And the fact is this is the real story behind the mess we're in. This is the real culprits. These are the real criminals. And these are the people that are sucking the life's blood out of this planet and trying to enslave and kill us all. And Eustace Mullins has been doing his research for a whole generation. For 50 years, he's been putting together the facts that surround this criminal conspiracy. And I have to applaud his efforts, and I am in many ways picking up the baton from him and fighting the good fight as things heat up. Eustace, I want to go back to you. Are you willing to take a phone call?
Certainly.
We've got a Joe in Detroit. Joe, you're up with us.
I am.
Hello?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I was literally tortured by the U.S. Marshals and the FBI because I spoke up against the corruption of the government in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Mexico, and they have none. The government has robbed me of millions of dollars worth of rare and priceless art, rare books, and inventions that I had done. I invented the PT Cruiser and the Pontiac Transport, and I never got one single dime for any of this. Millions of dollars worth of art, Picasso's, Matisse's, Chagall's. I had one of the largest collections of graphic art that was stolen. And once other people learned that the government would allow people to steal from me, other people kept stealing from me. And the whole outrage of this corruption of the government is that I was accused of a crime, beaten up by the FBI, tortured, yet I was never allowed the right to a jury trial upon my demand.
I don't know anything about this case. I don't know if this is the right venue for it, Joe, because we are talking about Zionism today. But I if you want to email me something
part of it deals with Zionism. Because
why don't we get to that, and maybe Eustace can treat it then.
Okay, you see, what I was explaining was that there's a lot of anti-Semitism, but there's also Jewish people who are racist against Jewish people or hateful against Jewish people. And I got pitted by a United States judge. His name is Bernard Friedman. And he believes that he acts just like a Nazi, that he can do anything he wants. Now, the horror of these people who are taking money and stealing art and giving it to people who take it to Israel is an outrage. I mean, who has the right to steal my art from me and to do whatever they want with it? It just doesn't make sense.
You know what I want to do? Why don't you send me an email at iamthewitness@hotmail.com, and we'll maybe put together a show together after I've been able to research this. Could we do that together, Joe?
I would prefer if I could call you back another time and have a phone interview so we could plan a show. Is there another time I can call?
Yeah, why don't you email me with the details at iamthewitness@hotmail.com, please.
I am
thewitness@hotmail.com.
thewitness@hotmail?
Yeah, hotmail.com. Thank you very much, and I will treat that judicial question with Eustace in a minute. Thanks, Joe, for your call, and I look forward to your email. Eustace, I want to go to you on the judicial system and how it has been bought and paid for and corrupted. You know, this is one example, but I know of many, many examples where, you know, we've got 3% Jewish community in the country, but we've got 50% and 60% representation in all of the organs of power in the country from this same group. How do you explain that other than it's a conspiracy?
Well, it's not conspiracy. It's simply buying votes. They have bought every official that they've ever contributed money to. And I know very well about this man manufacturing, the FBI manufacturing a case, because I've been in court every day for the last 2 weeks. They're definitely trying to put me in prison. And the reason is that I live here in Stanton, Virginia, which is the birthplace of Woodrow Wilson, and the state of Virginia is entirely run by Wilsonian Democrats. And my driving license expired about 3 years ago, and the Department of Motor Vehicles has refused to renew my license. And now they're arresting me and fining me. I paid $116 last week for having no driver's license, which they refused to give me for 3 years, although I've had daily visits there.
Why would they refuse to give you a license, Eustace?
Well, they stall me. They just don't come through with it. They say, well, you've got to do something else. They give me a physical examination by my doctor. Now I'm told to get a learner's permit. I've been driving for 72 years with that incident. And they tell me I have to go through a 3-year period of rehabilitation because my driver's license expired.
Well, you know, the bottom line is they hold control over our judicial system, don't they?
Oh, they do indeed. They make they hold control over our licenses. You see, they don't give you a certificate of title. They give you a title certificate, and they hold the title to your automobile, and because the state holds that title, they can require you to have a driving license to operate their vehicle.
And so if you never got that certificate of title, how would you get it without that? There are procedures that can give you full title over your vehicle, aren't there?
Oh, there are, but it's a very involved procedure. And what the states have done, they've made a shortcut. They'll give you a certificate of title, but the state actually holds your title. You cannot get your title. And because of that, they can, you know, run their driving license scam over the United States.
Well, you're right, and I do understand that is one of the scams that has been perpetrated across the nation. We've got another caller from Arizona. Mike, you're on the air with Eustace Mullins.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Eustace, I have a couple questions. If you had to name one family name, that is largely responsible for the world order movement, would it be Rothschild, Oppenheimer, or some other name that I'm...
Oh, it would be the House of Rothschild. You see, I did a radio show a few days ago, in which I said in this show that Americans do not understand that Nazism, fascism, communism, Zionism, and Reform Judaism are all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely no difference between those so-called ideologies.
Yeah, I understand your point. The other question I had, how far back does the link between the House of Rothschild and the World Order movement go where do they become wedded to Freemasonry?
Well, it goes back 5,000 years. Freemasonry and Zionism and communism and so on, they're simply historical aspects of the world situation.
Yeah, but I mean, I think more to the point, Eustace, when did they take a firm control over the Scottish Rite and some of the others, and when did the House of Rothschild make that particular control? Because Rothschild was given birth to back in the 1740s, wasn't he?
Oh, yes. See, they financed the attack on the American Patriots, and they rented the Rothschilds. Arranged for George III to rent the Hessian mercenaries from Germany to attack the American colonists, and with the money from that, the Rothschilds built their world fortune.
Now, I also know that the sans-culotte, meaning the fighters against the French crown, were actually paid for through Rothschild. And,
oh, absolutely. The Jacobins were all financed by the Rothschilds.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I think Hitler referred to Jewish Freemasonry.
Oh, yes. Well, that's all it has ever has been, is Freemasonry is an extension of the Jewish religion.
Okay, so you think that's a fair term, huh?
Yeah, I think he does. And when we return, hang with us, Mike. We got more time with you.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, stick with us. We've got lots more to come on The French Connection and Eustace Mullins. Back, ladies and gentlemen, Daryl Bradford Smith, your host today. We have another 40 minutes of great talk radio ahead of us here, and we have Mike on the line from Arizona, as well as Eustace Mullins, my guest. I want to maybe shift this to Mike, and maybe you have a question for Eustace about this. Three times they tried to launch a bank in the United States, and twice it was defeated after a 20-year stint. And the Rothschilds finally were able to get ensconced into our banking system in 1913. Of course, that has been the source of their control over the nation since. And they control France in the same way, and the European Union, as well as the Bank of England.
Yes, the Bank of France, the Bank of Italy, the Deutsche Bank, you name it, it's all there.
Well, that's right. And here's the thing. Their system right now is being exposed. I mean, I've been fighting against this Federal Reserve crime for a long time. More and more Americans are understanding that it is a criminal-run organization held by 13 small groups. Now, Mike, maybe you have a question about the Federal Reserve, because I know that, you know, you've looked into all of these different subjects. Do you have something to add to that?
Well, I just have some curiosity about it at this point. I wonder how much, you know, the typical congressman has, how much knowledge, you know, our congressmen have about the power structure. I know they probably get calls bludgeoning them from their party leadership and say, we need you on this bill or that bill. But I wonder how much they really know about where their marching orders are ultimately coming from. And I also wonder, you know, how much do the Orientals know, the Chinese and the Japanese, How much do they know about the power structure that really runs roughshod over Europe and America?
Eustace, you have a response to that one?
I have no response because I didn't hear one word of it. We're going to have a bad connection.
Oh.
Well, he wanted to know how much our Congress really understands about this power structure and how much the Asian community, the Japanese and Chinese, understand about the Rothschild control over the planet.
Well, the Chinese have always had designers in there. I've lectured in Japan for the last 5 years, and the Japanese are absolutely fascinated by the whole Rothschild-Rockefeller story. They're well-versed in it. They're very alert and very attentive. I lecture over there, and they're the most attentive audience I've had.
Well, here's the thing. The Federal Reserve, getting rid of it is the real first major step of taking the country back, isn't it, Eustace?
Oh, it is indeed, because that is why Charles Lindbergh Sr. Risked his entire career and was driven out of Congress because he opposed the passage of the Federal Reserve Act.
Well, but he also got swept up in supporting Nazism as well, though, didn't he?
Oh, that's his son, the aviator. I'm talking about Charles Augustus Lindbergh Sr., who was the father of the and I never heard anything about Lindbergh himself, the aviator, doing anything politically. I don't know that he ever did anything politically. I don't know how he supported Nazism. When the House of Rothschild set up Nazism in Germany in 1923 by allying the Nazi Party and the World Zionist Organization into the same organization.
And now they financed, didn't they, finance the rise of Hitler? And was not Hitler somehow blood related to one element within the Rothschild fortune?
Well, there are stories about that, but you see, the rise of Nazism was not financed by anyone except Max Oppenheimer and Max Warburg of the Warburg family. Oppenheimer and Warburg financed Hitler's entire rise to power with the Nazi movement. And both companies, the Max Oppenheimer Company and the Max Warburg Company, are very active today in Germany.
And they are the same people putting Mr. Zundel on trial, aren't they?
Yes, indeed. He's their enemy, and they put him on trial, and they're out for his blood. And David Irving is the same way. Another friend of mine is on trial in Germany for the same thing, for inciting hatred. Now, these people know all about inciting hatred because they've been inciting it for 5,000 years.
Now, how did the Rothschilds go back 5,000 years? Who was in power before the Red Shield Bauer family took over the Rothschild name? Who was in charge before them?
Well, at that time, it was a bunch of you had the Medici's in Florence, Italy. This and families all through the Middle Ages have been very active in the banking movement.
Now this is the people with the Templars. Am I correct?
Yes, the Knight Templars. They were very prominent in that because the Knight Templars could move gold from one country to another. They had enough power to do that.
Okay. Now is gold still the secret controlling money in the world? Gold?
No. It's called a repository of value, and it is still a controlling mechanism simply because of its repository of value.
But fiat currencies are just smoke and mirrors.
Oh, yeah. The paper currency is just that. It's paper. And you can only do so much with paper. And finally, they had to, in 1944, they removed the last gold backing from the United States dollar, and we had a completely paper dollar, which was supported only by being issued against paper bonds, and that's where you get the interest on the money, is through the paper bonds.
There you go, and that's how they've been popping up their finances since.
Well, when they got paper money supported by paper bonds, you see, the printing presses could run all day and all night, and we have flooded the entire world with this worthless paper money, and there's going to be a referendum now on that any day now.
You think we're going to have a day of reckoning with this?
Oh, there has to be, because we have flooded the whole world with this fiat currency, and sooner or later somebody has got to settle up for it.
Well, we got Renee in North Carolina calling in there. Renee, you have a question for Eustace Mullins.
Hi. The thing is, you know, I think sometimes
with these so-called, these enemies that are like kind of so far off and unreachable, like the Rothschilds or the Israelis or whatever. The thing is, we have people in this country that have been given the responsibility to help us with those things, and they have failed and sold us out. We need to take care of them first. To me, none of this could go on without the lawyers. They are the ones that have written the laws with the loopholes for themselves, helped people hide their money and all these little, the way they do with all these little trusts and corporations and stuff. They're the ones that facilitated this. And to me, they are the ones that we should hold accountable first.
Well, what do you think of that, Eustace?
Well, that's absolutely true, but you see, Thomas Jefferson warned us in 1800 that the real threat to our liberties was the judiciary, and since then the Supreme Court has been ruling against the American people for years.
Yeah, and that's why I like Howard Zinn's book, The People's History of the United States, because what we're taught in school is pretty much the elite's view of history, and they don't tell how much the government has, the people have had to struggle against the government. Howard Zinn, in his book, straightens that out a lot.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, when we return, we're going to get into some several other subjects with Eustace Mullins. You're welcome to stick around, Renee, if you'd like. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a powerful interview going here, and I really need you to stick with us so that we can plumb new depths in this conspiracy. We are back with a vengeance today. Great guest, Eustace Mullins, with us. Renee, do you have a second question for Eustace?
Well, I just have this one thing I want to share. It's for free, and let's face it, on the net, and anybody who's listening to this show probably has access to the net, because I think it is very telling, and it's free. There was a law professor, I think it was around 1939, a Yale law professor, who was not a traitor. His name was Fred Rodel, and he wrote something called Woe Unto You Lawyers. And I think it would benefit people. It's about 70-something pages. And he calls the law a racket, and he calls them stuff like witch doctors. And if people can't call this like a conspiracy theory or wackos, he taught law at Yale for over 40 years. And it's free on the net, and it's Fred Rodel, R-O-D-E-L-L. If a lot more people saw this and read this, I think they would realize how they're being scammed. And like I said, there are bad people out there, but if the people who are allowing this and colluding with them are the very people who claim they're supposed to be protecting us from this sort of thing, and they are not. They're the real traitors, and we need to nail them first. And I'm like you, Daryl. You know, you say you are the witness because you want to be there.
Yeah.
I want a seat, okay? There's another famous quote by this guy, Lasky, who says, in times of revolution, lawyers lead the way to the guillotine and the firing squad. Daryl, I want a seat next to you.
Okay, well, I'm going to save you one. I'll keep it warm, Renee.
Okay.
All right, thanks for the call. Eustace, I want to go back to you on the Israeli... Hello?
Oh, hello?
Yeah. Eustace, I want to go back to you on a question of now. We're in a situation right now where these people are running scared. They've chosen this absolute dribbling fool as their leader in the United States, and I think... What has happened, that has backfired also, because George Bush is probably single-handedly the most responsible person for people running to the truth. This guy has backfired on them. I mean, they did want a malleable imbecile to lead the country, but the more people have come to listening to these broadcasts as a result of George Bush than anything I could have hoped for.
Oh, that's absolutely true, and that's why the Democratic Party did everything they could to unseat him in 2004 with their goofball Kerry. But Bush created that whole situation of 2004. The election of 2004 was intended to unseat Bush. That's why George Soros, the Rothschild currency manipulator for the entire House of Rothschild, spent millions of dollars to defeat George Bush in 2004.
So is there a battle going on between these criminal leaders right now?
Oh, there's always a battle between criminal leaders. The mafia has to assassinate each other occasionally, and nobody's ever happy with anybody, so you just have to watch yourself all the time.
Well, do you think Rothschild is behind George Bush or against him at this point?
Oh, he's absolutely for him. The Bush family has worked for him. You see, the Bushes were nobodies, but they became money managers for the Harriman interests, and the Harriman interests were created by Rothschild, Union Pacific Railroad. That was entirely financed by Rockefeller's National City Bank in Wall Street.
And so the Prescott Bush and going back to that area. Now what is there's a lot of stuff, speculation about the occult and everything. I don't find that to be very credible. I think it's more about power and deception than it is occult.
Well, the occult is more disinformation than anything else. There's very little occult going on because the people in power are very practical, down-to-earth people. They're out for all the money and power they can get and all the control. They can get all the slavery they can get. But they are not occult people themselves.
I agree with that. And is also this malarkey about alien stuff, that's also to mix in with our truth so that they can discredit us, isn't it?
Oh, the UFO stuff, yes. I've never seen a UFO, but if somebody wants to take me for a ride on one, I'll go.
Well, you know, I've been coming out against these UFO cornballs because fact is what they're doing is they're causing me to have people mix my message in with their stupid stuff and making me seem like an imbecile, and I don't want them even putting my information on their websites.
Well, I grew up during the 50s at the height of the UFO publicity, and I never saw a UFO. This very where I'm sitting right now, UFOs were supposed to be landing in this whole area. Nobody ever saw any of them.
Yeah, and the point I'm trying to make here is that they have worked very hard at trying to confuse and lead us down these ridiculous false paths. Now, how did they get the entire Jewish community behind them? Did they do it through fear, or did they do it through lies to them? I mean, what are they doing? Are they, when they breaking bread at their Seder, telling them falsehoods, or what?
No, they didn't. They didn't do it through fear or bribery or anything else. As you see, the Jewish people have been a rogue people for many centuries, and they'll go with any crowd that comes along. I mean, you name it, they're your man.
Really?
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm not condemning Jewish people. I'm not anti-Semitic, but I'm just saying that they've always been there when somebody wanted them.
Well, where in the world are they having their biggest trouble controlling? Is Russia giving them a lot of problems?
Oh, no, they've destroyed Russia. Russia has no government whatsoever. They own everything in Russia. The Zionists are totally in power in Russia. Communism was replaced by Zionism. That's why the United States went over from supporting communism to supporting Zionism, because they realized the wave of the future.
Where are they not in control right now? What area, what country, what places?
Well, Asia is still wide open. There's no telling which way China's going to go, because China is not communist, and China is not Zionist. China is a world power with 1 billion people. They can throw their weight anywhere they want to.
And how about places, like Indonesia? I know that Malaysia fought back with Mahathir Mohamad, and he didn't go with them. He said, I'm not buying into your banking stuff, and we're not going to take IMF loans, and we're not going to sell our country out. And the fact is, Malaysia has stayed apart from them, haven't they?
Oh, yes. Well, the whole Muslim world has stayed apart from them. Now, that's the Zionist big problem, is the Muslim world. That's why they intended to wipe out the Middle East entirely. Every Arab government was to be wiped out through this new crusade of the battle between Christianity and the Muslims.
Now, the fact is, though, they do control Saudi Arabia, don't they?
Oh, of course they could control it through the money, because the Saudi Arabia, with all the billions they've made with their oil, they've had to put the money somewhere, so they put it all in the Swiss banks, which is completely controlled by Zion.
I think we just lost Eustace.
No, I'm still here.
I heard you get cut off for a second there.
Oh, it's very possible.
Well, you know, here's the other thing, too. Now, how do we go forward and fight these people effectively, Eustace? Well, when we come back, I'll ask that question when we come back. We have a break coming up. I want to know what the game plan should be for us to really do battle with these guys. You've been pitching that battle for the longest time. Ladies and gentlemen, when we return, Eustace is going to give us a good game plan. Ladies and gentlemen, Daryl Bradford Smith back with you. We're going to get right back into our interview here with Eustace Mullins after I give you the details here. IamTheWitness.com is the website. Go there. We have all kinds of stuff. All of the past shows that you might want to listen to or more important ones are sitting there, as well as information on how to get Berkey filters and all kinds of articles from Eric Huffschmidt, my webmaster, as well as myself. Eustace, I want to know what we should do to really push these guys over the edge of the cliff, because I see them reeling right now. There are people coming out of the woodwork across our nation to fight them, and it looks like we're gaining some critical mass right now. How do we really get this stuff off and running?
Well, what is happening is the wheel is turning. The earth is rotating, and we're moving into position right now. It's not that we've actually done anything, but we fought the good fight, and now we're in a position to see the results. See, this is Christ appearing to us in this joyous season, and he's telling us it's time to break free of Israel, and you're going to see us break free from Israel in the next 2 years.
You think?
Oh, yes. You see, Israel has advertised itself to the world that it was our only ally in the Middle East, when in fact Israel was the only enemy we ever had in the Middle East, and still is. And so the American people are finally realizing that. Because
you're right,
it's quite obvious.
It is obvious. It's been obvious to me for a very long time.
It's obvious to everybody. We only have one enemy. We never had an enemy in communism. We never, and Zionism is our only enemy, and they're trying to destroy us. But they missed the boat. George Bush let them down, because when George Bush went into Iraq, he was supposed to knock them off overnight, like his father did in 1991, and George blew the whole deal.
Well, he's a dribbling fool, this man.
He certainly is. His own father told him, you cannot win in Iraq, which he already knew that.
Well, I got to tell you, what kind of stupidity would they be willing to commit to keep their power?
Well, they'll do anything to keep their power. These people are for sale. They've been for sale since the day they were born. They'll do anything for anybody at any time.
But, I mean, should we expect other attacks on our cities?
I don't think so. I think it's too late for that. 9/11 may have been their last attempt. There hasn't been anything since.
But, I mean, why wouldn't they try something else?
Well, they would try something else if they had anything to gain from it. But the situation has gotten too crucial for them now. It won't make any difference. Half of this country firmly believes that Mossad created 9/11, so if they pull something else, they're going to think the same thing.
Ah. And now, how do we get critical mass where people actually do something? I can't get people to even, tune in large numbers. We get 10, 15, 20,000, but that's not 300 million in the public. I mean, there's 300 million people out there, Eustace. Where are they? Why aren't they listening? I've got 14 million people listening to alien abductions, but I've only got 20,000 listening to this broadcast.
Well, that's true of the history of the United States. You see, in 1775, 4% of the American people supported the American Revolution, and 96% were loyalist Tories, loyal to England. So you don't worry about small numbers, because you're never going to get big numbers. Critical mass comes from a small number of people.
Well, we are determined, I am determined, not to let these people beat us and take my children's future from them, and I want my justice. And I'll tell you something, I've called for the justice to be meted out like the Reign of Terror was meted out in France.
Well, that's the way it's going to happen. It's going to happen whether you want it or against it. It's still going to happen because it's inevitable. Justice has to work before the world can go on.
Well, I'm hoping that that is the conclusion. And you say the next 2 years.
Oh, yes. And it's not wishful thinking because I'm a historian and I've studied history for the last 60 years. And it happens every time. It comes through that way because things get to a critical mass and then they just start turning around. And that's what's going to happen.
And when do you see that actually happening? I mean,
within the next 18 months.
Ah.
And that's a promise.
Well, I think you're onto something there. And
I am onto something because I live in Christ. And Christ manifests himself when you need him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening at the present time.
Well, and if the last thing I want to discuss here, do you see an implosion of the financial structure soon here?
Well, the implosion of the financial system is inevitable because it's a paper shell. House of cards. I mean, you tell me what's holding it up. I don't know.
Well, how do people hedge against that right now if you were giving advice to them?
Well, they're hedging in what ways they can, and there are ways to hedge. And you simply, you see, real estate is still a good investment. The American dollar is gone. So you have to look around and see what is still worth something and what isn't, and pick something out.
So take actual things you can hold in your hand and nothing that's...
If you have your own business, that's the greatest thing in the world. I've had my own business. You know, my books were never published by anybody. I had to publish my own books since 1950. And I never intended to be a publisher. I was only a writer. So I became a publisher. So you have to do whatever you do.
Well, I is there a way people can get your publications?
I don't have a publication. I have a website, uselessmullins.com.
And do you sell books?
Oh, yes, I sell books.
Well, then that's right. That's what I mean. Well, eustacemullins.com.
Yeah, it's on that website. Has everything right on there.
Well, I want to thank you, Eustace, for coming on the show, and I'm going to invite you back in a month or so if you're willing to come.
Well, I'll be around. I'm not going to be selling. I'm not going to be celebrating the holidays for the next 6 weeks.
Well, I thank you very much, sir, and I look forward to speaking to you once again on the radio.
Very good. I look forward to it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's been a great show. Eustace Mullins is a remarkable resource, and you know, he's just been speaking, mirroring the things that I've been talking about for weeks, months. I didn't bring him on to just confirm my stuff because I don't really need that. I know I've been on to the truth for a long time here. The truth is how are we going to treat these people, and what are we going to do about the facts as we know them today, and how are we going to treat this criminal enterprise called Israel and the people controlling it from the banking structure around the world? What are we going to do today, ladies and gentlemen? Are we going to roll over and play dead, or are we going to fight back? Well, you know, I, for one, have had it with these people. I mean, I am absolutely fed up to the top of my head and the bottom of my toes from these criminals, and I want them out, and I want them paying the price. I want all of their assets confiscated so they could never do this again in the world. I want them all of the assets of all of these groups taken from them. At the point of a gun, if we need to. At the barrel of a missile, if it has to be done. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, these people are criminals. They have subjugated and destroyed our loving world and turned it into a pile of septic hatred. And the fact is, it's time that you and I join shoulder to shoulder and we battle back with every one of these criminals as voraciously as we can possibly do it. Now, there is no time to waste here. We've got to take them, and we've got to take them now. George Bush is nothing more than a sap, a homosexual, perverted, sick bag of pus. And he really is not the bad guy that we need to be concentrating on. It's the people behind him, these vomitous cretins that have been running the world. And don't think for a minute. Please don't think all this cosmic malarkey Stop going with that. The satanic nonsense. It's disinformation. Eustace told you it's disinformation. I'm telling you it is. Take a listen to the people who've been studying this stuff. This is just deception, ladies and gentlemen. The real thing is about power, control, and money, and opulence, and a single group controlling. You know, the rest of this stuff seems to be just a way to keep people, oh my God, the devil's going to come. It's malarkey. The way to control people. It's hooey. It's like the alien abduction hooey. Stop already. You know, we need to wrap our brains around the fact that these people are just drunk with power. And they have been for thousands of years. It's about power, control, and handing down these organs of power to their next generation, to their inbred offspring, to their sicko, giant earlobe for children, inbred sick offspring. And the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, we are now, for the first time in human history, spreading a word of truth that goes beyond the surface. We are digging out the criminals at their root, and we have a chance. Tomorrow, John Kaminsky, another gardener that digs out the bad guys at the root, John Kaminsky is going to be reporting to us from what's been happening in Tampa after Jimmy Walters' Truth-a-thon down there. Stick with me, ladies and gentlemen, more from Daryl Bradford Smith and the French Connection to come. Daryl Bradford Smith, peace tomorrow.